You're welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust, Abuja, Nigeria. I am Martia Umar. Thank you so much for joining. It's post-election. The presidential election was on the 25th of February, and then the State House of Assembly election and the gubernatorial election, or the governorship election, so to speak, was on the 18th. And some people had supplementary elections somewhere else, but it's all over now. And the dust that was raised during these elections has got a lot of people talking. Some people have been speaking about the vote buying that happened in different parts of the country. Some people have been speaking about the third force that happened in some geopolitical zones of the country. And some people were talking about the religious and ethnic sentiment that was brought into this election. So we'll be taking a look at some of the seismic movement in the elections, I mean the just concluded election. Are this movement going to stay? Okay, that will be our focus today on Nigeria Daily. So we'll be joining Dr. Riauddin Zubairu Maitama. He will be our analyst today. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us.
All right. I think there is need for us to start from this way, that our politicians are simply using democracy as a tool, simply as a tool to vie for a public office, to go for public office, and that they have never seen democracy as that instrument that they can use to occupy a public office to serve people. You can see the difference. Therefore, it is democratic to politicians when they win election, and it is undemocratic, it is not democracy when they lose election. And that is why, because it is the way, this is the way they take democracy, that is why they follow all sort of means, by crude, by method, to be in office. We will see, we used to see sentiments, use of religion, use of ethnicity, use of many primordial sentiments just to divide people, for you just to get significant majority to give you support just to be in the public office, irrespective of the damage you are making to the country and to the people. And this is unhealthy, and this is undemocratic. Furthermore, the politicians themselves look at democracy as simply a way that they must be in office. Per se, they employ politics and political party as a platform by which, if I cannot get my interest protected in social political party, I can cross carpet, I can jump to another political party, even without an agenda, even without purpose. These are some of the things we have seen. And these also translate to the use of money in this recent election. In the presidential election that we had, we have little use of money. Per se, it happens in some places, but there was the use of money to buy votes and to influence voters is not as significant as it is in this gubernatorial election nationwide. The rate of crisis that we have seen in many places, particularly in many states that we have seen, ballot snatching, you know, destruction of materials, attack on the oppositions or attack on what, these are sending a signal that we are still at a level when we should have developed and acquire significant political socialization. It is a time that we are have this kind of events are happening in our polity and in our elections. This is dangerous, and this may not lead our country to any promised land.
You also pointed out the fact that people have to cross carpet from one party or the other, even without ideologies. And in the governorship election in some states, it's very glaring that some political parties have to collapse into the other one just because they have the motive of probably sending a party out of government, or they want to overpower a party. Do you think that this can, you know, stay even after the election, or can we see this happen in subsequent elections?
Well, this depends largely on the motive of these politicians that cross carpet to another political party. If the motive is ideologically inclined, is based on certain interest and agenda that is people-centered, not self-centered, not on the particularistic interest of the politician, that we can say with this that these political parties can come to stay. But whereas the issue that triggered the politicians to cross carpet from one political party to another is out of desperation to simply get that ticket to contest, that may not lead to the survival of those political parties. Because if he can see himself in the same opportunity in a better political party, that politician will still cross carpet. And that time, it is time that will tell. In this regard, time will tell that if these politicians have a specific agenda that is people-centered, which will ultimately translate in these people nurturing these small political parties to a level that they can compete with those, the dominant political parties at the national level. Time will be able to tell us whether this will happen or not. And on the other hand, those political parties, and in particular Labour Party or some other political parties, we could clearly say that the candidates that stood for the party during the presidential election contested, and that he has performed well, but the basis upon which his party campaigned is not that nationalistic. It is not that that democratic, because they use ethnicity, they use religion to look for, and this, the future of such kind of political party to survive in a national election is not that glaring. It's not something to talk much about, because definitely there is no way a politician at that higher level of contesting at the level of presidential election in Nigeria will simply rally his objective around ethnicity, around religion, around divisive sentiment and what have you. All this, you can easily interpret that this is not a political party that comes to stay, and they may not likely, unless and until they have shifted from that kind of divisive agenda to something more national and more developmental, and more importantly, that will lead to the survival of the country.
All right, Doctor, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that was Dr. Riauddin Zubeiru Maitama. He has been our analyst so far, talking about the CISM movement that we saw during the election. Are they here to stay? And you're still listening to Nigeria Daily. At this point, we will go on a break. When we come back, we'll get to hear from another political analyst if this movement that occurred during the election will stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. At this point, we will be joined by Awal Abdul Qadir. He is a political analyst and he will be sharing his thought with us about the movement that occurred during the election. Has it come to stay? Take a listen.
Well, the movement can sustain itself. You know, it's a relatively new movement. So it's, for me, the way I look at it, it's just gaining momentum. There is a starting point and it hasn't reached its full potential. I don't think, for me, the third force, meaning Labour Party right now, it has a lot of strength, but it could do better. It could spread better. Mm-hmm. So it started a little bit late, gained a lot of momentum. Imagine if I had started very early, and it would have had that potential to actually capture enough seats. Like, if you can see, Labour Party in the North only got three states, only won three states out of the 19 northern states, even though there are lots of talk about rigging and all that. But you can see the northern votes were divided for three parties. Mm. That is the NNPP, PDP, and APC, basically. So the third force has most of its power in the south, and it has just a little, you know, it doesn't have that much pressure in the north. But it could do better if it had time to, you know, to grow better.
Okay, so should we say that this third, or this movement in our political scene now, has come to stay? We've seen more changes. The power of incumbency being scratched out, and a whole lot of more things. Okay.
Yes, you can see that. You can see in Kaduna State where a bike rider has you know, so a lot of offsets. Mm. You know, a bike rider has been able to get the State House of Assembly. If I remember, even in Yobe State, there's a 25-year-old lad who was able to offset a member who has been in the National Assembly for God knows how many years, over 9 years. Mm. He has been there in the National State House of Assembly for 9 years. You can see what is happening in Benue State. You can see even the former governor, or the present governor, or the outgoing governor right now, losing his presidential. So there are so many offsets.
And that was Awal Abdul Qadir, a political analyst. But if you have any problem with the elections, or you're supporting any group, you know that the court or the election tribunal is the next step. So do not perpetrate any form of violence in the name of "my party did not win." All right. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. God bless Nigeria. With that, we've come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To our guest on today's edition of the show, I want to say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com. You can even listen to us on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. That is in Plateau State. Don't forget that NAS FM is also in Mubi with the frequency 105.5, Sawaba Radio in Hadejia with the frequency of 104.9, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, Niger State. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust, and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Call or send us a message on 091-389-33390. The number again is 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Umar. Enjoy the rest of your day.